We continue today in Simin Yud Aleph Sif Yud. Page Chaf Beis in the Dir Shem Mishneh Berurah. In Hayu Rachok Me'akonaf Melo Kesher Godol. If, now what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to over here is the hole through which you string the tzitzis. Remember, we established yesterday that hole must be within 3 finger breadths of the edge of the baguette and cannot be lower than the distance between the knuckle and the top of the nail. So if, let's say, you had the hole, and the hole was the proper shear, the proper distance from the bottom of the baguette. V'nisku mechute ha'arev, ha'arev, ad shelo nishar bo kashir. So let's say an interesting case happened. Now let's say some of the baguette unravels. And some of the baguette unravels to the point that there is not enough distance. Let's say the distance between the knuckle and the top of the nail, like we spoke about yesterday, there's not enough difference, or not enough distance between the hole on the bottom of the baguette. Now again, remember, at the time that the tzitzis were made, the baguette was fine. But something happened, the baguette subsequently unraveled. So the halacha is kosher. The tzitzis are kosher. Kevan shahaya bo kishir b'sha shehidl bo tzitzis zeh. Since at the time that one put the tzitzis on the baguette, there was the requisite shear, there was the requisite distance between the hole and the end of the baguette. Therefore, the tzitzis are still kosher. The Rama comments, "Hago, v'noagin lasos imra seviv hanekev, shelo yinatek sham v'yepachos mikashir." Since the Rama says this gave rise to the practice, which you could see today if you look at your tzitzis carefully, that there's some additional, often in some pairs of tzitzis, there's some additional stitching on the edge of the hole, so that this way the hole itself does not become unstitched and bigger and potentially compromise the amount of distance between the tzitzis and the end of the beged. He says, "V'chein osin imra b'svas." So too, again, we make a little bit of a hem at the end of the talis as well, the end of the baguette, in order that it does not unravel and compromise the shear. So what the Rama is adding is, even though technically, if the baguette were to unravel and compromise the shear, the tzitzis would still be kosher, but nevertheless, we take precautions to try to assume that that does not happen. The Shulchan Aruch goes on, Yesh omrim shebesochro chafa baged ein lo shir. Some say that when looking at the width of the baged, there is no shir. In other words, that everything we've spoken about, really, when we speak about the distance between the hole and the edge of the baged, that was all along what we'll call the length of the baged. But some say there is no shear when it comes to the distance from the distance of the hole to the edge of the width of the baguette. And others say no, that the same shiurim that apply from the hole to the bottom of the baguette along the length of the baguette will also apply from the hole to the edge of the baguette on the width of the baguette, and their opinion seems to be correct. And therefore, again, the same shiurim, the 3 finger breadths as being the maximum, the distance between the knuckle and the top of the nail being the minimum, that those shiurim, those distances between the hole and the edge of the baguette will apply both to the length of the baguette as well as to the width of the baguette. Let's see the Mishneh Berurah. So the Mishneh Berurah Mem Ches says, V'nisku v'wadinam nikra b'hanekev ad sha'ay deizol nishbar kishir. V'afilu na'asez et tekev achar chulya rishonam akesha kidim esamuch. So now the Mishneh Berurah just adds in, the case the Shulchan Aruch was dealing with is where some of the beged becomes unraveled. And because of that, the edge of the beged becomes unraveled. Because of that, the original distance that existed between the hole and the edge of the beged is no longer there. The Mishneh Berurah just adds in that this is true even if the hole ripped. Remember, if the hole ripped, so the tzitzis extend further downwards, there is also less than the requisite shear between the hole and the beged. But again, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that as long as it was there at the time that the tzitzis were made, the tzitzis still remain kosher. Skip to Sifkat Nun. So the Mishneh Berurah writes, Ukrak Siv Asulahem Tzitzis Akanfei Vigdehem. Torah says, you shall make tzitzis on the corners of your garments. Loik Pida Torah Elisha Bishas Asiya Yihiyu Ala Kanaf Lo Acharkach. What the Torah is really focused on is that at the time you make the tzitzis must quote unquote be on the corner. But if something happens to the baguette later on, that let's say again now there is not as much distance between the hole and the edge of the baguette, we're not concerned for that. But of course, again, this almost like grandfathering in of tzitzis only applies to tzitzis that were there at the beginning when the baguette was the requisite shear, when there was enough distance between the hole and the edge of the baguette. But obviously, if you were to go ahead and put new tzitzis on it, then you would need to make sure that we need to make sure that the hole is of proper distance from the edge of the baguette. Pachos mikashir, nun aleph in the Mishneh Berurah. Nunav and Mishnah Berurah. Remember here, this is going on the Ramah, that the Ramah said we do some stitching around the edge of the hole in order that it does not unravel and compromise the shear. After b'di'evet kasher, even though, as we said before, that as long as when the tzitzis were made, there was the proper distance between the hole and the edge of the beged, so even if something happens, the beged unravels, so that there's no longer as much distance, the tzitzis are still kasher. Mikol makom tov la'asos kein. Nevertheless, it is better to make this stitching. Kedei shelo yavo haroim lomar shu pasal duchuli amal avdina gemiri. So remember, the Beis Yosef adds in this idea, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that in order almost to avoid a maris ayin, meaning we want to avoid a situation where people may not know the halacha and may assume by looking at your tzitzis that you don't need any real distance between the hole and the edge of the bag. And therefore, it says that it's good to be proactive, put the stitching around the hole. That way, again, at least the hole does not give way. He goes on, and the same halacha will be putting the stitching at the edge of the baguette itself, so that it does not unravel. So nun beis in the Mishnah Berurah yesh omrim shebesoch. Remember again, this is the second part of the Mechaber said that there are those who say that the shiurim, the distance between the hole and the edge of the baguette, only apply to the length and not the width of the baguette. Others disagree, and the Ram, the Shulchan Aruch himself said the halacha follows the second opinion, and therefore the shiurim for the length apply equally to the width of the beged. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nun Beis writes, Yish Omim Shebesoch, the Svir Lehu De'ikar Shem Knaf, Shayach Ala Safa Tachton Shal Orech HaBeged, Lo Aroch HaBeged. The logic of the first opinion is that the definition of the corner really is focused much more on the length part of the garment and not as much on the width. Roch HaBeged, Kori Mashem Melubash Bo Odom Komosom Erosho Va'ad Raglov, Va'orech HaBeged, Kori Korui Mashem Is Atef Bo. So ultimately, again, he says that the width refers to that which a person wears up to down, versus the length refers to that part which one wraps themselves in. Ein lo shir haynu lamato diachal la'asos afidu pachos mikesh ragodav alamala migimel atzbaos pasul. So again, even those who would say that there's not a minimum shear would agree that there is a maximum shear of 3 finger breadths from the edge of the garment. Because at some point in time, if you're more than 3 finger breadths away, then you're for sure not on the corner. But bottom line, halacha l'maaseh, what comes out of this sif is that as long as the tzitzis were made, number one, as long as the tzitzis were made in the right way, that the hole was a sufficient distance from the edge of the baguette, even if something subsequently changes and now that shear is no longer there, the tzitzis are still kosher. But l'chatchila wants to try to be proactive in avoiding this by putting stitching on the edge of the baguette as well as around the hole. And of course, it goes without saying that l'chatchila, if this were to happen with one tzitzis, it is certainly better to go ahead and get a new pair of tzitzis. Next, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that halacha l'maisa, all of the shiurim that we've established, the 3 finger breadths as the maximum, the minimum between the knuckle and the top of the nail as a minimum, applied to both the length and the width of the baguette. Yud Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch continues, he says, Im Hagadil Shikorin Ori Laizo Hurachov Lo Yatil Bo Hatzitzis. This is another interesting case. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Nun Dalet, he writes, Shekorin Arilaiza, Hainu Mashem Anichin Kitzas Chuti Shesi Belo Arev, Ubesof Argim, Yesh Shekasu Shezema Shanu Korin Oso Bil Shonenu Krikes, Ve'in Chiluk Bein Magadil, Hu Be'orach HaBeged Uberach Bo. See, interestingly enough, in the way this is understood, and I'm quoting to you now actually from the Sefer called Tzitzis, written by Rav Tzvi Kohn, where he explains this halacha, and he calls this hachilik shebeshulei hatalis sheyesh bo chutei shesi below orev ubikatzeyuhu arug im ha'orev. So this is a part of the edge of the talis that ultimately where the strands extend. Shesi below orev means it's the warp without the woof, meaning instead of, remember, the way you would stitch a baguette is crisscross, so you only have one side, only the strands hanging down, but not the strands that go perpendicular to make it into stitching. And some of it is woven, some of it is not woven. And this particular area, hurachav, this particular area is ultimately, it's wide. Now, the idea over here is it's wide. Rav Tzvi Kohn again writes, Yoser mimolo kesher agudol upachos mishalosh etzbos. Meaning, so this is an area that's wide more than the length between the shear between the knuckle and the top of the nail, but less than the 3 finger breadths. The halacha is lo yatl boat tzitzis. One should not hang the tzitzis on this bottom unfinished part of the baguette. Vim hitl bo, and if one did, puzzle. It is puzzle. Why? The al kanfevik dehem ksiv. Because ultimately the Torah says you shall put it on the corners of your garment. Ve'in ze nechshav meha baguette. And this part is not considered to be part of the baguette. Aval olehu l'shir melo kesher gudol la'archokas gimel esbos kevan shenekev besocha baguette. But interestingly enough, it does count. It does count ultimately again as part of the three finger breaths distance, meaning to include it as part of the three finger breaths distance for the placement of the hole. Let's take a look again at the Mishnah Berurah. See, he says shehu rachav nun hey shehu yoser mimalo kesher gudol dimlo kim balav hachi pasul, that ultimately again this is larger than the size of the kesher gudol mimalo kesher gudol from the knuckle to the top of the nail. Gimel etzbos nun vav haynu shlo yarchi kanekev misvas hagadol v'halo yoser migimel etzbos. So what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say is, interestingly enough, as much as you should not put tzitzis on this bottom unfinished part of the baguette, however, it does still count as part of the baguette, and therefore, again, when measuring the three finger breaths, one should include this part as well. Nun zayin below hagadil vim hagadil. I'm sorry, we did not read this yet. If you go back up top to the Ramah, says Hago, V'tov sheyimdod shir kesher gudol below Hagadil. But the idea over here is one should go ahead and count the shir, measure the shir of the gudol. So again, Ritzikon comments on this, and he says in Sif Yud Aleph, he quotes, let me just read this to you, he says, V'ola, I'm sorry, let's just actually. V'tov sheyimdod shir kesher gudol below hagdil. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Nun Zayin. I'm sorry, below hagdil. Vim hagdil rachav shtei etzbos o shalosh. If the gadil, remember again, which is this, the gadil is this last, is this unfinished bottom part of the baguette. That if you look at this, see, he says, if the gadil itself is two finger breadths wide or three finger breadths wide, yachtoch mitzaso, one should go ahead and cut off part of it. V'hu adinim chutei hashasi bolten below orev, o erev below shasi, yesh safikim ol leminyan. So this is actually very interesting. What he's saying over here is that if the shear of the actual bottom unfinished part is two to three finger breadths, so what the Ramah is commenting is like this. We just said before that as much as you're not supposed to hang the tzitzis on the bottom part, the unfinished bottom part of the baguette, it still counts as part of the baguette, and therefore the three finger breadths are measured from there. What the Mishnah Berurah comments on is that if this unfinished part of the baguette is two or three finger breadths, in reality you should cut part of it off, because think about it this way. If it's two or three finger breadths, what that means is that technically speaking, you would be able to hang the tzitzis two or three finger breaths starting from that unfinished part, which will allow you to put it right on the bottom of the finished part of the baguette, which of course halachically makes us a little bit uncomfortable. Therefore the Mishnah Berurah says you should cut off part of that unfinished part that will require you to hang the tzitzis or make the hole a little bit higher up on the baguette. And the same is true as if you have just pieces of thread that are hanging off the bottom of the baguette. Because we're not sure do we include those hanging threads or not as part of the shear of the baguette, therefore the best thing to do is just to simply cut them off. Therefore, the edge of the talus that we call the hem, that it has some strands that hang, some strings that hang down, but again, they're woven together in a crisscross fashion. One should cut them off, ultimately, again, before putting the tzitzis. So in other words, what the Mishnah Berurah is paskening is that halach l'maaseh, if you have some unfinished part of the baguette on the bottom, so as much as that goes in and counts as part of the baguette, and technically speaking, you could go ahead and measure the three finger breadths from there. If possible, it is preferable not to do that and to remove that part. What the halach is really telling us is that we would like the baguette, to bottom of the baguette, to be finished. And this way, again, when measuring the three finger breadths maximum, or the area between the knuckle and the top of the nail minimum, we would like that counting really to begin from the edge of a finished baguette. Because anything else that's not finished ultimately enters in to the realm of suffek as to whether or not it's actually part of the begid or not, which could mess us up a little bit in terms of shiurim. Therefore, the easiest way to sidestep this issue in its entirety is just to remove, if not all, but at least some significant part of this unfinished bottom. And the Rama ends off on page 44 in the Mishnah. Ravie toch kimel etzbos im hagadil. The idea ultimately is that we would like the edge of the garment to ultimately again. Let's read Rama once more again in its entirety. Ago v'tov sheyimdod kesher gudol below hagidil v'yetoch etz gimel etz bos im hagidil. So what the Rama gives a very interesting distinction. He says when measuring the minimum shear, the minimum amount that the hole has to be distanced from the edge of the baguette, we would like to be able to measure that without the unfinished bottom part of the baguette. So for the minimum shear, we don't want to include the bottom part of the baguette. Therefore, we will count the minimum shear from the knuckle to the top of the nail from the finished edge of the baguette. But in terms of the gimel etzbos, which is the maximum shear, that we don't mind counting even together along with the unfinished part of the baguette. So halacha l'maisa, what comes out from this particular halacha is that whenever you have an unfinished part of the baguette, l'maisa, again, it causes us a little bit of halachic anxiety. One thing the halacha is clear on is you can't hang the tzitzis on the bottom unfinished part of the baguette. The shayla ultimately is, does it count towards the shear of the baguette or not? So ultimately, the mechaber said that it does. It counts as Melo Keshra Gudl counts for La Chokas Gimel Etzbos, that the unfinished part of the baguette does count for the three Etzbos, maximum shear for the whole. And the Rama says, you should count it for the maximum, don't count it for the minimum. In other words, use it to go ahead and count. You could count it as part of the three finger breadths, but in terms of measuring the minimum shear between the knuckle and the top of the nail, that measurement should begin by the edge of the finished part of the baguette. We'll stop over here for today. We will, Amir Tashem, pick up in Simen Yud Aleph Sif Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.